104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. That's Chris Cross, Jump. I was with Chris when he lost his lost his virginity.
Ew, Ed. That's
I wasn't with him. I wasn't with him. I was on tour with them.
All right, thanks for explaining it.
Okay, I was on tour with them.
Can you tell how old he was?
No, I'm going to tell you is that he knocked on my door and asked me for a condom.
Oh no!
So at least
he
practiced safe sex. They both of those guys were like my little brothers.
Yeah,
it was like my children.
Oh my god, that song is my jam. It reminds me of like 7th and 8th grade when you would have like your gym dances, and then all the obnoxious little boys would be like jumping into you, like whacking you to the walls. You're like, stop it, leave me alone, don't touch me.
We had a really good time on that Criss Cross tour. Big shout out to Jermaine Dupri, who just got inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and Mariah Carey and Usher. And a lot of the other people that he wrote songs with and for were at his induction ceremony. Those guys, man, they was really something else, man. We toured for like 3 years. And then while we were on the tour, when I was home, I met a young lady that lives out here by the name of Dawn. It's Dawn Milhouse now, but it was Dawn Hendricks at the time. And she introduced me to a young who by the name of Shawnee. And she told me Shawnee can rap. So I said, when I come to Chicago with the Criss Cross tour, I'll bring her on stage and let her rap in front of Jermaine Dupri. And I made sure Jermaine came from backstage to watch this young lady rap. And that young lady became the brat.
Out of control. Did she just freestyle?
No, it was part of a contest that I used to do. I used to bring people from the audience and have a rap contest, which was part of my show. And then I used to pay the money out of my pocket for it.
And she won that day.
No, we didn't let her be in a contest. She was a little older than the kids that would come to see Criss Cross. But I just wanted to make sure that Jermaine heard her because I believed in her talent. And then they contacted each other, and Dawn was involved with them getting all together because Dawn was managing her, and she became the brat.
Look at that. The rest is history. You were a part of
absolutely.
Her history.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's out of control cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coming up, y'all, we have your opportunity to win tickets to see the Cubs. I'm going to read some lyrics off. All you got to do is call me up and give me title, artist, and year. No, not year. Excuse me. Title, artist, and any collaborations on the song, and you can win Cubs tickets. Title, artist, any collaborations, you win Cubs tickets. We call it Who Said That right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. Mr. Jay-Z.